when you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
I'll go first.
Okay.
This is Man for Woman. It's titled Dish It Out, I Can Pancake It.
Methinks we're going to IHOP for this one.
I want to apologize to the waitress who looked like a bustier version of Ellen DeGeneres. Sorry, there was not a period at the end of that sentence. I just needed to pause there to actually ponder what that
said. Okay, yeah, just marinate that a little bit. That's where we're starting.
I just needed to kind of listen, think about that for a hot
second. All right, now we have the mental picture. Right. Thanks.
I apologize to the waitress who looked like a bustier version of Ellen DeGeneres at the International House of, you guessed it, pancakes.
Awesome.
The whole thing started when I showed up way too hungover.
That's the place to go, is it not?
And after I sat down, you listed off all the flavored syrups of the day. So when you mentioned a warm vanilla shake with rum caramelized pecan syrup, I almost spewed right there.
Oh, wow. That sounds delicious, but oh, he wasn't in the right mindset for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it was rude,
but
I had to grab one of the pancakes off the plate of the nice couple to my left and shoved it in my mouth just in case something accidentally came up.
What? He grabbed a pancake off someone's plate with his hands? Oh, my God.
You know, to block it. Luckily, it didn't, so I took it back out and I asked for whipped cream instead.
Second, he took the pancake out of his mouth that he just stole off some stranger's plate.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
I remember staring at my plate for what seemed like an hour.
Oh,
turns out it was actually longer.
Oh, all right.
Maybe 3 hours.
Oh my gosh. First of all, I'm still stunned he wasn't kicked out after taking a pancake off a stranger's plate.
Well, we're getting there.
Okay.
because your manager asked me to leave.
Oh, there it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, again, I feel like it was a gift to be able to stay there for 3 hours and stare at his plate.
I was unhappy with that, obviously.
Sure.
Looking back, there's a chance I may have overreacted and made a fool of myself. So how about this?
Uh-huh.
If you have some kind of friends or family discount... I could come by again tomorrow, we could go out afterward.
Uh-huh. All right, that's great. Okay, so he's asking for a second chance
so
and a discount.
He can get the friends and family discount at IHOP.
Oh, this guy is not getting a call, unfortunately.
I mean, we don't know the bustier Ellen DeGeneres' type. Could be this guy.
And we don't know the level of hotness this guy is.
This is true.
Maybe if he's Ryan Reynolds hot. Maybe.
All right. It's
Craigslist missed connections.
You know, sometimes you don't even need to leave home.
Ah.
And love finds you.
That's good.
Woman for man. Is that a weed whacker in your hand or are you just happy to see me? That's the title.
All right.
Here we go. You were the hunky gardener working on my neighbor's yard, just standing there, shirtless.
Ah.
You were pruning those shrubs like a green thubbed Adonis.
Nice.
I was across the street doing Arctic yoga on my front porch, having trouble focusing on my bakasana.
Oh. Well, that's a hard one. That's where you gotta balance on your front hands,
I think.
Can
you demonstrate that? Because I'm really not sure what that looks like.
I can't demonstrate it, no.
I can't face plant if I try. Mental picture. When I was doing penguin thrusts. Can you demonstrate that
for me, Kelly? I mean, this is a female. She's doing penguin thrusts. I don't know.
You're the more of the yoga aficionado.
Yoga aficionado.
Yes, I feel like you're nailing it right now. That's it.
So at one with myself.
Oh, wow. We made eye contact.
Mm.
And then you waved at me. It was pretty hot outside. Mm. So I brought you a chilled bottle of H2O. That's short for water. When I handed it to you, I noticed you had a scar on your chest, and I asked you how you got it.
Oh.
You laughed and said that it was an embarrassing story.
Oh, no.
And I told you I promised I wouldn't laugh as I tickled your elbow.
Then
you admitted you got it a year ago when you microwaved a pizza pocket too long and attempted to eat it shirtless as the piping hot marinara squirted out and burned your chest.
Oh, gosh, so relatable. Oh, man.
Right? I mean, that juice is hot.
Yeah?
Yeah. You encouraged me to show you my private scar right there in the yard.
Oh.
As I revealed it to you in broad daylight, I could see you were speechless. Then you awkwardly said you had to get back to work.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry if I shocked you, but just know this. It's not my only one.
Ah, she's got more scars. All right.
The other one is only known by my doctor and my third husband.
Okay.
Okay. Winky smiley face.
All right. All right.
I've got some bushes that need trimming. If you're interested, I can't wait to hear from you.
Wow. Wow. She's a piece of work, isn't she?
She's a firecracker, right?
She's a piece of work, isn't she?
She's a spitfire.
All right, so whether you found love at the International House of, you guessed it, pancakes, or...
Uh-huh, or doing Arctic yoga on the porch, showing some scars.
That's right. It can only mean one thing. It's...
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Show me yours, I'll show you mine.
On 99.7 DJX.